Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for September 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1. September 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in September 2012. Danilo Munoz reports that there were three Chapter 11 proceedings commenced in September 2012 involving assets exceeding $100 million. Reversing the upward trend in mega filings the past few months. Six mega cases were filed in August and four in July. None of the three mega filings in September involved assets exceeding $1 billion, compared to one in August and three in July. For the first 9 months of 2012, a total of 11 companies sought Chapter 11 protection with excess of $1 billion in assets. Five of those companies filed in May. For the first 9 months of 2012, there were a total of 51 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million. Coincidentally, the same as the mega filings during the same period last year, and substantially lower than the 80 such cases during the first 9 months of 2010. Journal Register Company is the largest Chapter 11 filer for September. Journal Register sought bankruptcy protection on September 5th in the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York, before Judge Stuart Bernstein. The company disclosed total assets of $235 million. And liabilities totaling $268.6 million as of July 29th. Journal Register is the publisher of the New Haven Register and other papers in 10 states, including Philadelphia, Detroit, and Cleveland, and in upstate New York. The company's more than 350 multi-platform products reach an audience of 21 million people each month. Journal Register, along with its affiliates, first filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on February 21st, 2009, also in the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York. The company exited the 2009 restructuring with $225 million in debt and with a legacy cost structure, which includes leases, defined benefit pensions, and other liabilities that have become unsustainable and threaten the company's efforts for a successful digital transformation. The company sought Chapter 11 for the second time to sell the business to 21st CMH Acquisition Company, an affiliate of funds managed by Alden Global Capital LLC. The deal is subject to higher and better offers. Journal Register expects to complete the auction and sale process within 90 days. The second largest Chapter 11 for September was by Digital Domain Media Group, Inc. Along with 13 affiliates, Digital Domain sought Chapter 11 protection on September 11th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware to sell its business for $15 million to Searchlight Capital Partners, LP. Digital Domain, based in St. Lucie, Florida, disclosed assets of $205 million and liabilities totaling $214 million. Digital Domain engages in the creation of original content animation feature films and development of computer-generated imagery for feature films and transmedia advertising, primarily in the United States. The company entered into a purchase agreement with Searchlight to acquire Digital Domain Productions, Inc. and its operating subsidiaries in the United States and Canada, including Mothership Media, subject to receipt of higher and better offers and court approval. The third largest filer, Military Cargo Airlines Southern Air, Inc., sought Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on September 28th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Its parent company, Southern Air Holdings, Inc., and other affiliated entities also filed for bankruptcy. Southern Air estimated $100 million to $500 million in both assets and debts. Southern Air blamed the bankruptcy filing on the decline in business from the U.S. Department of Defense, which reduced its troop count in Afghanistan and hired the airline less frequently. There was no prepackaged Chapter 11 filing in September. For the first 9 months of 2012, 10 of the 51 mega cases involved a prepackaged filing, about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 82 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first 9 months of 2012, the manufacturing industry continues to lead mega filings with 8, information with 7, and real estate and finance industries with 6 mega filings each. For the first 9 months of 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 19, followed by the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 12 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. That concludes part one of the report. The report continues in part two.